The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. If you can get users to engage, you can actually increase conversions because they're going to feel like you're personalizing the entire experience for them. I tend to focus more on the monetization side of things because I feel like, especially for subscription apps, that drives engagement. Do you have any counter to that?
I do, actually. And I understand that monetization, revenue, all these things are important. And especially if you're in early stage and you're looking to make sure you continue to get that funding. However, over time, and as you decide to scale your app and your subscriptions and whatever the business model is, it's going to get more expensive to acquire users as the audience broadens and you get out of the niche spot of where you are to a more general population. This is where retention comes into play. You have keep them engaged, turn them into loyalists versus trying to find new folks, trying to acquire different types of users.
What are some low-hanging fruit, Almar, that you feel like most apps can adopt when it comes to helping them increase the engagement and likelihood that people will not churn?
It's creating that relationship from day one. The moment they raise their hand and they show interest in what it is that you are proposing to them, you should just go out there and making sure that you create that. And whether it be they click on an ad or they've actually downloaded and you know that they have it installed, don't let it sit there. You know, drive that engagement, you know, create that relationship, start showing them the features that matter. Onboarding is a huge one. Figure out the best channels to use, figure out the best way to engage with those customers and get them using the app.
The hardest thing to kind of fix is the trial to sub ratio. I downloaded a to-do list app. I see the paywall and then I see a dashboard with no to-dos, no nothing. Why don't you get me to add a to-do? Or what Clear does really well, the Clear to-do list app, is like get you to engage right off the bat and show you like, hey, swipe to delete, swipe left or right to hit a to-do. So lead the user down the path of that first thing you want them to do.
Yeah. And it could be done in a number of ways. Push notifications usually come right out of the box with most messaging platforms. If not, you know, build it into the app itself because, you know, contextual messaging, depending on the type of service that you're trying to promote, makes a ton of sense. You know, it's going to be difficult to, if your monetization pieces are three or four clicks down, just because that's the way the thing is designed. You know, how do you surface that faster so that way users get engaged earlier and more often? And that's really what's key.
When you're looking at a new app, how do you go about reverse engineering that user journey?
I like to look at successful customers and figure out the features that matter the most. Especially if the app has been out for a while, you're going to have this kind of influx of folks that come into the beginning. And let's say you're going from a trial to conversion, you want to increase that conversion KPI. You know, what are those users doing during that trial stage? What features are they clicking on? You know, what is getting them, you know, to do things, you know, outside of just making sure that they come back into the app? And this was something that we learned at Philo, actually, where, you know, all we had to do was make sure that once they downloaded the app, it was a 7-day trial. Once they download the app, we got them to come back and at least watch one thing. They were more likely to convert to a paying customer. Now, what happens after that, get them to be a month 2 customer, month 3 customer, this right. is where that continued relationship, you know, keeps on going.
But if there's one thing that users do after the post install, is there anything that you're like, hey, focus on this one thing? Because I'm going to say monetization, Almar. But-
and I'm going to counter that with engagement. Engagement can come in a ton of different flavors. It could be engaging with the marketing, the messaging, the onboarding, whatever it is. It could be engaging with the app. You know, are we looking at logins? Are we looking at time on app? That's what I mentioned earlier is if they're not even going to go into the app, how are you going to monetize them? Right. And, you know, how do we also sustain that?
Part of monetization is engaging your users. It actually does help. You know, we talked to the Headway PM, Yeva, last week, and she was talking about that if you can get users to engage, you can actually increase conversions because they're going to feel like you're personalizing the entire experience for them.
There was a session yesterday at AGS where we talked about personalization being a little bit too creepy, but if it's done right, then, you know, you are creating that relationship with your customers. And I think if it's done meaningfully and with purpose, then, you know, I don't think customers are going to find it creepy at all. If anything, they're going to be like, oh, hey, thanks. You know, I did leave that in my cart and I wasn't meaning to buy that later. So, you know, I'm glad you brought that back.
Can you think of other simple things we can add that you found will actually help reduce churn?
As simple as reminding folks that you're still there and nudging. And this works really, really well when it comes to customers that have been around. You know, the idea is you don't want to get it to the point where you start to see them falling off because that becomes harder.
The app I told you, it's a sleep sounds app. It's making about 100,000 a year organically, but our annual churn is 23%. It's a very basic app in terms of helping you sleep. How do I improve my annual, say 40%?
Well, I think the first question I would ask is, who's making up this churn? What does that audience look like? Are they longtime customers? Are we seeing new folks that are coming in that are not sticking around? What is the makeup of that percentage? And then the other one is, how has the churn rate changed over time? Are we starting to see an increase? Is it going up? Is it going down? And then more importantly, how does this churn rate align with your engagement? How does it align with your LTV? How does it align with your revenue? So if we're starting to see an uptick in churn, or if it's steady and revenue is staying the same, probably no alarms just yet. That just means that this is kind of a steady state. Now, if we're starting to see revenue decline and churn is the same, that's a little bit of alarm bell. Lastly, do we even have anything in place to mitigate that churn? That could not just be in the form of messaging and kind of intervention, but, you know, do you have the opportunity to, you know, put in an offer? And it's difficult to build in an offer because you want to build it smartly.
We did this with Pandora, just like the customization. So if you allow users to customize something within your app, right?
Yeah.
Build that playlist, so to speak, within Pandora. They're more likely to stay on because our as you were talking, I was like, okay, streaks potentially, but like, could I remember what they like? And then I'm almost thinking, like, instead of like when they launch the app, maybe just play it right off the bat. Like that simple thing might be good enough, and then have that streak, and then allow them to maybe even start customizing something within the app, so we almost remember what they last played because there's different sounds that they can play. Romaine says, how important is email marketing in a retention strategy?
I think it has to be baked in. Email marketing is probably, it's old school, but it's tried and true. And it is the one way that we know that we have the correct information. And even if they decide to delete the app, turn off push notifications, if we have your email address, there's still a way for us to reacquire you and not have to pay tons of money to, you know, find you somewhere else. Because we know who you are, we know what you've possibly done, and we know where you were in your life cycle when you decided to disengage. So how do we re-engage you?
Do you remember a subject line or an email campaign that you ran in your previous companies that you're like, that really helped with engagement, brought users back on?
It actually depends on what you're trying to get them to do. Obviously, with companies that deal with content, Philo, Pandora, getting an artist name right in there will usually almost automatically get folks to at least open it and figure out what, you know, what the heck this is. Personally, I love to test call to actions. So that way you can get, you know, what you want them to do. And this could also be with push notifications as well. If you have an Android, you know, you can have a compressed version, you can expand it. You know, you can have, you know, kind of the quick 20-second elevator pitch right then and there in the headline, and then in the sub, you know, and then the expanded copy, then you can say, oh, here's more and kind of what that detail is. But, you know, hook them, tell them what you want them to do and just get them to do it. Because, you know, you see sometimes these super long, too many words, it kind of runs over the, you know, or it wraps around on your phone and you're like, okay, I'm not clicking on that. That's too much going on.
Yeah. And the last email subject line that tends to work really well are a couple of things. One, do you hate me? Right. If you're trying to engage. And then two, you're not alone. Those will always get you good open rates. And then Romain said, active campaign is more expensive. What would you say is better and why? Do you have a favorite email?
I've been mostly on the smaller to larger enterprise size, so I'll speak to those. Iterable has been, and you know, shout out to the Iterable team that was there, both at Molecule and at Pandora, who helped us with our Stitcher product. Amazing. There's a lot of stuff that is available out of the box. You know, again, it's not pricey, but you know, if you are short on engineering resources, implementation, all of that has to come into play. Iterable has a lot to offer from the get-go, so would push for that. But as Steve mentioned, you know, there are other solutions, MailChimp. They could be free up to a certain point. Obviously, as you scale, you're going to have to start paying for some of these features to be able to manage.
You can get started for free. And as you scale up, you know, you can always, it's not hard, in my opinion, unless you have like drip campaigns already set up. It's not hard to switch over. I personally use ConvertKit. That's what I use. But I have clients that use MailChimp. So find one that is affordable. The main thing I'm looking for is deliverability. Because I found that the cheaper ones don't have great deliverability, and ConvertKit, MailChimp, they should all have great deliverability.
Tired of overpaying for App Store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.